Welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, we want to go back and revisit the concept of immigration again. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the reason I wanted to talk about it is because it's in the news again since the Minneapolis, I believe it was police chief, came out with this statement, you know, first I was raised a Catholic and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes off about how Joseph and Mary were immigrants and kind of stuff like this. And this is going to be a very short daily walk because it's very simple. You go straight into the Bible and you completely counter this. But as we mentioned in that video a couple weeks ago, it's despite all of the crazy things going on politically in our world, the Catholic bishops and such came out with a video basically decrying what ICE is doing and pro-immigration, because the Catholic Church has unfortunately moved super pro-leftist for a long, long time. They have adopted a lot of these things. I mean, how long before they're full-on embracing the Islam going on inside of the Minneapolis areas, you know? But the reason I wanted to mention this is because this is something that is Satan is using to attack the Christmas story. And oftentimes in this time of the year, many people will gather around and read about the birth of Jesus, primarily from the Gospel of Luke. And I just want to very simply counter that this guy who says that Joseph and Mary were illegals and there was, you know, Jesus was born in a stable because he was outcast by society, particularly from a person who professes to be raised in an allegedly Christian home. He said Catholic home, but we'll take that at face value. So let's go ahead and read the couple verses here from Luke chapter 2 and tell you why absolutely everything this person has said is a complete blasphemy. Now, he didn't have to be raised in any form of church to even know this. A very simple reading and just basic people hearing about the story of Jesus' birth counteracts this. But this is where they wanted to go. So if it starts out in Luke chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. Okay, so the governor of the land, Caesar Augustus, he's like, I want to know how many people there are everywhere. Hey, we do censuses, right? And in the census, in the law, everybody had to return to their home place, the place where they were born. So to suggest that Joseph and Mary were illegal immigrants is so absolutely absurd, because it comes down here, the verse 2 is not particularly relevant. Verse 3, everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and with child. So here we have a situation where this guy's saying these guys were immigrants. So far from the truth, because Joseph was returning to the city of his birthplace to register for the census, which he is commanded by the rulers to do. And then let's talk about this, you know, was Jesus in the inn because there was no place for him? They were outcasts? No. It says here in verse 7, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. This isn't like segregationist America. Oh, the white guy can have the hotel room, but the black guys can't. No. There was simply no room. Okay. There was no racism here. There was no outcastness. There was simply a lack of the physical room for a lady about to give birth. So the innkeeper puts them up in a stable and she gives birth there. Why were they in the stable? Hey, at least it was protection. And so here we have a situation where a guy says he's a Catholic and then proceeds to completely utter absolute blasphemies that, number one, Joseph and Mary were illegal immigrants, which is not the case, because it literally says in the text, this was his own house. He was forced to return to his own house. So he's not an immigrant. And he also says that Jesus was born in the stable because they were outcasts. They were seen as outsiders. And that's not true either. There was simply the case that there was no room. And so as people keep on attacking more and more things about Christ, we have to take into account the fact that these people are so vehement against God and against truth and against law and order that they will say and do everything to get you to believe that their views are the correct views, even when a basic cursory reading of the simple text in just not even 10 verses in Luke tells you they're completely wrong. And here is the saddest part, is a whole lot of people will listen to that and believe it's true because so few people read their Bibles today. And that's a huge problem with our culture, that people are not reading their scriptures today. And because people are not reading their scriptures today, they do not have the basic, just even the basic understanding to counteract the most ridiculous and ludicrous of things. Now, again, we didn't get into all of the immigration stuff because we did that only a couple weeks ago. So go ahead and refer to that one with the viewpoints. But the basic summary is there's nothing in the scripture that would command us to accept illegal immigration. In fact, to the contrary, the scripture commands us to obey the laws of the land. And the fact of the matter is, if we encounter somebody who is here illegally, we need to serve them, provide them what they immediately need, and then send them on their way. And if they will not willingly leave because they're not supposed to be here, complying with the law and all that, then they need to be handed over in compassion. That is what the statement has to be. That is what the scripture would affirm. And I will refer you to that longer video where we go into all of the nuance of that. So let me know your thoughts about all that. And as we get into the Christmas season, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. And we will probably do a daily walk next week, but just letting you know that. So thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.